Hey, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Now you have to count them.
Oh, no, you spilled all this rice. No. Gary, we're going to be here all night. 1, 2, 3.
He's a vampire.
4, 5, 6.
I knew
7,
it.
8, 9. What are we playing, 10?
We're playing Ben 10 in Dracula Force.
Dracula Force 5.
Dracula Force 5. Oh, man. A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen that was just different Dracula interpretations. Let's get into the episode so we can talk about that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're talking
Bram Stoker's Dracula, Sega CD.
Fuck you.
Imagine that, right? Because okay. You'd have like sexy, like, you know, cool sexy Dracula. You'd have like what's his head, Christopher Lee, like 70s gross Dracula.
Yeah nice. That's my favorite. I'm down with that one.
It's a good Dracula. Then you'd have Gary Oldman's like weird haired, you know, Pompadour Prince.
Yeah,
and he could turn into like Red Armor McGee.
Yeah, this is going to sound dismissive and phobic of some sort, but Gary Oldman is transvestite Dracula. Like he is way too ornate.
I think it's the intention too. Who's the director of this?
That was Francis Ford Coppola. Francis Ford Coppola, also known for Jack.
Jack's Francis Ford Coppola was trying to take that dark sexuality to a progressive place. Transvestite Dracula, and then Kid Dracula, and Duckula.
Yep,
and
Duckula.
And then Banicula. Duckula and Banicula as like a Ice Climbers-esque like
a pairing, right? Like they together they couldn't make it. Like they weren't they didn't get above the "you must be this Dracula to ride" sign.
Exactly, they were both half Draculas. Yep. That would be awesome. Like that is legitimately a good idea. Like I'm surprised that like Boom Studios hasn't made a comic that's like different because Dracula's in the public domain, dog.
Yeah, you can just do whatever you want.
We could do that right now if we wanted to make a Dracula League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, like League of Extraordinary Draculas.
Yeah, the yep. Just do it like it's like just different vampires from throughout history, right? Like
they have to be Dracula.
Yeah,
they
would have to be Dracula himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like did you include like the desiccated monstrous Nosferatu?
We could add Nosferatu.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I want him as the mascot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good. Who would they fight? Like what's the force?
That's a good question, because Dracula is a weirdly passive monster.
Yeah, he is. He just kind of wants to post up and like just, you know, feed off the villagers every once in a while. Yeah,
like literally like the story of Dracula is just like people getting up on his dick and him just trying to get a chill out.
Dracula just he wants to be up at his manor cold lamping and people are just like, what are you even doing?
That's it. So it'd have to be something more active. Like it would just be like it depend on what the story was like, what is he, you know, aimed at, because like a kid's thing they could fight other monsters.
Oh wait, it's a team of Draculas versus a team of Sherlock Holmeses.
Well, that's pretty good too. Yep. Like Benard App Cumberbum and then Elementary. Robert
Downey Jr. Spooky Watson.
Yeah that would be awesome. Like Spooky Watson teleports behind the Draculas.
Uh-huh.
So like perhaps you needed this whack.
And all of the dialogue is different inflections of bleh. Like that works so well for Groot, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and a team of Groots. Why not?
Yeah, just different plants. Like, you know, Groot's a tree person, but what if he was a ficus? Oh, yeah. Wait, what if there was a spider plant Groot who had a bunch of legs?
Yeah, or a fungal colony. But I'm just saying that you could have him just say bleh. Or there should be one that just says bleh. Mm-hmm. That'd be very funny. This is a very like marketable idea for a comic book.
I mean, can I just should I edit this out? Are we giving it away?
No, just because I honestly don't think I'll end up doing anything with it.
Yeah.
I think a podcast counts as copyright.
True. Yeah, this is out there. There's a copyright at the bottom of the thing. Here's where this gets tricky though, because Christopher Lee portrayed Sherlock Holmes.
That would be a real like character issue right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it, like do it a little bit like an Eddie Murphy Meet the Clumps kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Or just like you use CGI and get young Christopher Lee versus like old Christopher Lee.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and like just for some reason Scaramanga's there.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is a good idea.
Yeah. Peter O'Toole played him as well, who is my favorite guy because both of his names mean dick.
Yeah. Yeah. And an O kind of looks like a babina.
A babina?
It looks like a cold, hard glass of orangina. Yeah, I don't know. I think Dracula Force 5 is a cool idea.
Yeah.
I'm pretty into it.
Yeah. And yeah. We defeat all of them at the end by impaling them on a basal wrathbone.
Yeah. man. Or even a video game where they were the bad guys. Like, if you just went through all these stages and there's just different interpretations of Dracula.
Yeah.
Like, the Benicula one was all super cute.
Yep. But as you went along and as you were trying to save the color of the world, like, make it a little bit like a
Mickey?
Yeah, like Epic Mickey or even, like, a little bit of a Katamari. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, in his wake, you have to watch for things that have been drained of color.
Man, that's so good.
Yeah.
Or like it would be like a Legend of Zelda thing where it's the same story over and over of different like Van Helsings of different cultures, but they have mm-hmm. to deal with the like there's like, you know, gross, sexy, you know, Dracula. And mm-hmm. then there's like just menacing monster. And then there's like leave me alone, old man Dracula, which is like a lot of them. And just like different kinds of gameplay or different kinds of I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Hmm. All of a sudden, I want to go watch Ed Wood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just because all this, like we've said Dracula enough time that I think, yeah, Martin Landau did a great.
That's my favorite Tim Burton movie.
Yeah. That and Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, Pee-wee's Big Adventure is obviously very funny.
Yeah.
Very good. Bram Stoker's Dracula the Game.
Well, who are you?
Oh, Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering.
Why are you doing this to us?
Why or whoever initially or inevitably steals this idea, why did you steal it? And please just, you don't even have to like give us money. Just think about us when you do it. Just make sure your spouse calls you Gary when you, next time you know, you guys plow.
God. That made me sad.
I had downloaded, I played the Sega version of this on accident up until like right before we recorded because I had a folder that had my CD-ROMs, my Sega CD games, and my folder that had my Genesis ROMs. I got them, I like misclicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, this is pretty low res for a, you know, I missed the clues to like the awesome Sega CD loading screen and stuff. So I was really prepared to come in here and be like, this isn't that bad. This is actually kind of good.
Yeah.
Because the Genesis version of Bram Stoker's Dracula is like just kind of a weird platformer that's kind of goofy and fun. The Sega CD version, though, is atrocious.
Yeah, the Sega CD version has all of the excesses that I think sank that system.
That system is so weird.
Yeah.
Like it, I booted up like the loading screen when I got to work, and it has that like the music mm-hmm. in the Sega CD loading screen. Like it is a vision of the future from like 1979.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels very anachronistic for when it came out.
Yeah. It's definitely like it feels like it should have been composed by Vangelis.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't seem like a cool 90s thing. It seems like an early 80s thing.
Yeah.
But it is just full of unskippable, you know, movies and FMV and Windows, and then you play a Mortal Kombat character in a platformer.
You don't just play a Mortal Kombat character, Gary. You play a digitized Keanu Reeves.
Is that actually him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it didn't look like him to me. He was a little too, like, crunched over.
Yeah.
I thought it was just some kind of rando.
Yeah. As far as I could tell, it was him. I couldn't find any notes. I just kind of assumed.
I believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. But so the Genesis one, pretty cool. It's a Traveler's Tales game, like made in cooperation with Psygnosis, whereas the Sega CD one is just Psygnosis. And this is like, they've popped up a lot recently.
Yeah. Psygnosis is rough.
Yeah.
Psygnosis does work that is not my favorite.
No. Yeah. We're
general.
We're going to do Pugsy eventually, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew, man. Gary, I want to inflict that on you so bad.
Man, Bill's Tomato Game.
Bill's to what?
They did a game called Bill's Tomato Game.
Psygnosis? Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the Traveler's Tales page. I'm like, okay. I mean, like, not the best, but.
Man, Bill's Tomato Game looks rad.
It's a puzzle platformer.
Yeah, it looks like Lolo. Oh, yeah. Or at least the cover looks like Lolo.
I like the character designs on that, yeah.
Or Eggerland. But yeah, so Bram Stoker's Dracula, how far did you get in this game?
Well, here's the thing. I couldn't play it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nothing in the emulators would make it work. So I'm ashamed to say I just kind of watched a long play of it.
I had a problem too with my first version I downloaded. I did have to download, or the version I just have downloaded from my, like, all my Sega CD ISOs I just have sitting around waiting to die. So I had to download a different version, and that version worked. But yeah, is it difficult to emulate?
Yeah, I tried like three different ones, and that's the danger of these kind of non-standard systems. So, but from watching it, I don't feel like I missed an awful lot by not being able to control that. Because Harkin, you know, in the book, what was he?
Harkin.
in the book, what was he? He was like a journalist. He was like a writer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is an exterminator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. You punch more bats than one of Joker's villains or Joker's henchmen.
It does the thing too, where, like, I don't know if there's a name for this, but it's something that, like, I want to have. So in a platforming game, if something is going to approach you from a 45-degree angle, mm-hmm. like, you have to give a brother an axe. You know, like, it's in Castlevania, it's very hard to deal with things that come at you from a 45-degree angle from the top, and that's why you have sub-weapons.
Yeah.
You know? When you don't do that, it just is infuriating. Like, if you're just constantly having things come at you from an angle that you can't reliably defend against, mm-hmm. and it happens for the entire level that I couldn't beat, it made me so mad, and I've been talking about my anger issues, and I've been very angry lately, and this was making me angry, and we don't do that for the show. I don't get angry at these games. They're just bad video games. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's like,
but I was getting very mad.
Yeah, it's like a little meditative experience, right? You're sitting there trying to ignore that itch, and it just, yeah. you think, okay, this is going to be done within a half hour, but it's still just the worst.
Yeah, it was still just like, it was just making me, like, I felt like, oh, you just shouldn't do this. Yeah. Ever, and they should know this.
Well, and it was like willingly done. Like, if you look at this, you know, especially like in fast forward, like I did a lot of the time, a lot of the enemy patterns, it's like a Galaga game. Like, you have these runs of bats that'll come in like on a sine wave or on a curve, like specifically to get, you know, to get at you from a 45.
Yep. Yeah, which is something they do in Castlevania, which you couldn't blame somebody who was out of touch for thinking that should be an influence on this game. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Like, this game doesn't have the, you know, the tools to handle, you know, Castlevania style.
No,
anything.
No. I mean, like, and everything that comes along with the fact that you have like a digitized sprite, and, you know, they it animates weird. It's clunky. It's super just floaty the way that you're trying to move around. It looks like, again, just add it looks like to the end of everything I say about this.
Yeah, it's a big bummer. It's very ugly, and it sucked too, because when the other version is legitimately kind of okay.
Yeah.
Like, you start off in a bar and you're killing drunks for no reason with a sword you pull out of your neck.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I can get behind this, weirdly enough.
Yeah. Well, the other one looks fantastic too.
Yeah.
Like, it's got a really, not like a restricted color palette to where it looks boring, but the level of detail is there to make it feel kind of gothic. And and, you know, like horror, like it feels, you know, truthful or loyal to the source material.
Yeah, and this does not.
No, and like this one, they're trying to do a bunch of tricks with faking a 3D perspective on it.
Yeah,
like looking at this, especially in later stages, they're trying to bring like curvature to this, like in a way that, say, like Klonoa did.
Yeah,
right. But yeah. That works in Klonoa because everything is 3D. Right.
Yes.
Here.
And this is not.
Yeah. Here, that is just like a an FMV that is rendered out to like notch along as you're going along, and everything else is, you know, sprites that have been photographed and like badly cropped and put in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty atrocious. Like this is down there for games we've done. Mm-hmm. But it's not Crow City of Angels bad.
Yeah.
You know, which makes it like head and shoulders above a lot of stuff we've done.
So wait a minute, we can't say anything bad about a game if it's not worse than Crow City of Angels.
Crow City of Angels is the floor.
Did that break us to like, are we deranged now, like in the actual sense of the word?
Yeah, no, we can still say things that are bad about it, but I'm just saying like it does make you start, you know, grading on a curve. Mm-hmm. Right, like if you stuck me on an island and were like, you can have this game or Crow City of Angels, I would probably choose this game over Crow City of Angels.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely grading on a curve, but man, like that curve is just the difference between functional and like not optimal.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, okay, what's the line between, okay, would you rather be dead or X, Y, or Z?
Yeah. Or just like, you know, would you rather be missing a leg or missing a leg and a half? You know, like functionally the same. Like I don't.
Yeah, so you would say, I'll take a leg and a half just to see if the Crypt Keeper is going to, you know, see how I'll do it. But no, it's all of one leg and then the upper half of the other leg.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's what I actually meant. Would you rather be missing two legs or a leg and a half?
Okay.
That's what I meant. Like, you can either have, like, a leg that goes down to the knee or nothing at all.
Okay.
And that leg that goes down to the knee is not going to do a lot for you. Yeah. I mean, that's I'm probably offending somebody with that. Like, it's possible that it would, and you can more easily attach a prosthetic to it.
Yeah. No, I was talking about like a Rayman situation where you only had the knee down.
The middle?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be weird. You're like Khan.
Yeah.
Or like not like Khan, like Hank Hill's dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His name is Khan, right?
No. His name is Cotton.
Khan is the neighbor.
Yeah, Khan was the neighbor and also and also Bobby's girlfriend for the first six seasons. Khan Jr. Yes. Connie, yes. They call her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know there's a DOS version of this game that's a first person, like an FPS?
No.
Yeah. Like this game has so many different ports that are, I mean, they're not really ports. They're totally different, but like they have a bunch of different versions of this property and they're very different depending on the system.
Yeah.
So it's a cool, you know, Sega version, the Game Boy and NES versions are like more like a Mario platformer, mm-hmm. You know, whereas the Super Nintendo and Genesis versions are a little more like a Castlevania. Sega CD version, which is a lot like, you know, Tales from Mortal Kombat, Sub-Zero's Revenge or whatever. Yeah. And then the Amiga version is like a scaled down version of that, but with puzzle elements. And then there's an FPS version. Mm-hmm. Like you could do a whole podcast on versions of Bram Stoker's Dracula. Like the League of Extraordinary versions of Bram Stoker's Dracula, the game.
Yep. Would that be our version of the worst idea in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. So this gets into one thing, right? Because the best Dracula games that I've played, like that are based directly on the source material and like this kind of vampire or whatever, are the point and click adventure ones.
Mm.
Right? Like those are good, effective horror games that are able to take advantage of the things that make Dracula like interesting, at least, you know, to me personally. When you have, you know, Lucy being represented as this gigantic you know, vampire monster hag lady as like a boss, that takes away what's cool about what happens to Lucy in the actual book.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or even the actual movie, which like you've seen this movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Like I've never been able to figure out exactly where like time has fallen on this movie,
mm-hmm.
or how history has fallen, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I watched it when I was young and remember liking it. I haven't seen it since, but I can't get a good sense for its reputation mm-hmm. at all. But like, even with all of its problems, it still played more with that kind of nuanced, more interesting angle to this.
Yeah.
Even if it did it in some weird, misguided ways,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, I mean, just Gary Oldman, his portrayal. We'll talk about that. But, like, I remember Anthony Hopkins as Van Helsing being pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Renfield was cool.
Well, Renfield's great. Like, that's what, like, that portrayal is one of the, like, canonical versions of Renfield, I think.
Yeah. And and they tried to do it as an epistolary,
mm-hmm.
Which is hard to do in a movie.
Yeah.
But they jumped around between a bunch of different scenes.
And again, that's one of the things that makes that cool is, yeah. But, you know, the fact that it is epistolary.
Like, that's a cool idea for a game. Like, if they ever get the kind of technology to make something like Elegy for a Dead World
mm-hmm.
work, do a game where it's like you being, you know, on this this letter chain in, like, there's something Dracula-like is happening.
Mm-hmm.
They have the game to be able to, like, you can actually write a letter and RP it and have the game, you know, be able to respond as if you were playing in character and not just, you know, look for keywords and mm-hmm. and not have that uncanny valley. Like, an epistolary game is a cool idea.
Yeah.
Full of ideas.
Yeah, no, just we're burning them this yeah. week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh well.
Yeah. I don't remember a lot about the Dracula game. I remember in Legacy of Kain, that game, you get a version of the armor mm-hmm. that he has. Do you remember that? Like, that armor stands out to me. The weird, like,
oh, like ridged, the bone? Yeah.
Yeah, like red ridged armor that he wears when he is a crusader or whatever mm-hmm. before he turns into, like, the weird opulent Dracula we came to know and tolerate.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just the thing that makes vampires interesting, like the those kind of stories. I don't know that you can do them in a straight up action game. Like, I for as much as I like, you know, I guess Soul Reaver is a different thing, and I haven't played what is that, Legacy of Kain to completion. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where I fall on that really. Yeah, I don't know that you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so either. What yeah. is the best? What do you think is the best Dracula piece of media, specifically Dracula, not just vampire?
I don't know. That one episode of that one episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark, where they had an old haunted print of Nosferatu, and the Nosferatu monster was coming out and menacing people. No, that's
pretty
not.
Good.
I mean, but I remember that. Like, that was really cool as a kid, because, you know, you get the bleh, like the Count Chocula Dracula, and you realize, like, this weird Canadian Nickelodeon show is telling you, no, actually, like, movies used to be really fucked up before the movies that you know of because of cartoon parodies mm. happened, right?
mm.
Yeah. No. So I don't know. That's really hard. You know, it's going to be a cop out to say that I like the book so much, but, you know, I reread it here, not like super recently, but like in the last like 4 years, I'd say. And I'm like just shocked at how modern it is. Like,
yeah.
It takes place like right at the turn of the century. And that's like a part of what it's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. The Dracula is a good book.
Yeah.
And stands up pretty well, I think.
Yeah. Like, but super recently, like nothing really. I don't know.
Yeah.
How about you? Like, do you have one? I'm floundering here.
Not really. Not with Dracula specifically. Like, they are all cheesy and kind of bad for different reasons.
Yeah.
Like, I had a weird, like, when I was young, at the same time during my Crow days, Interview with a Vampire came out, and I remember liking that movie as a kid, but I haven't seen it as an adult.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But that's just that's a totally different kind of vampire. Like, it ushered in the Anne Rice vampires. Like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, like, kind of, and thing. If we're looking like towards like modern stuff, like I really love Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
You know, like that's fantastic, but that's just vampire. I think The Wind Through the Keyhole has like a really good treatment of vampire meets werewolf kind of thing. Mm. That's the eighth Dark Tower book.
Yeah, I didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah. It is hard to do well.
Yeah.
The I think I like my Draculas to be less sexy.
Yeah. I prefer so I don't like an intensely personal Dracula story. Mm-hmm. You know, where the vampirism is a metaphor for some kind of aberrant or like overly lustful sexuality. I prefer like the interpretation of, oh, this is about like xenophobia. Or yeah. This is about like the modern version, you know, like what the modern world is like doing to us, or distrust, or, you know, stuff like that, like broader societal stuff.
Yeah. I think that is more successful as well.
Yeah.
Kind of grosses me out that like all the monster fucking. Also, Dracula, something that is true is that Dracula is intensely creepy.
Mm-hmm.
As a monster, like he's a sex monster who can use his powers to make women have sex with him,
mm-hmm.
Which is gross.
Yeah.
And I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Or am I baiting a specific iTunes reviewer? Click on our iTunes account to find out.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just like it is a kind of horror. But again, like this, whenever this has come up in recent discussions about like, well, you know, what is that? That is something really expensive that you're trading. And what are you getting for it?
Yeah.
You know, like, are you cashing in that let's use, you know, sex, you know, specifically sexual violence as something in horror, and increasingly that is not worth making the trade just because, you know, the mood is that like, oh, there are actual people, you know, around yeah. this, like it's not just a toy.
Did you know that there's a character, a Marvel Comics character named the Mandrill, who is a monkey who where women have to do whatever he says, and he just uses it to like mac on and have sex with women?
No.
It's like a monkey-headed beast creature.
Yeah, that sounds like something you'd see on like Literotica or something like that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
He is a weird, gross character.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but like even you look at Wonder Woman or whatever, like
the Truth Arrow.
Yeah,
the Truth Lasso.
The Truth Lasso. Man, it's...
the Truth Arrow is totally different. Kind of thing, like just like, well, I have to tell the truth. You shot me.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Well, if I tell the truth, will you not shoot me again?
Yeah, I know. This doesn't, like, all arrows are truth arrows in a way. Yeah. The yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess my answer for that would be like just Ed Wood again. The story of Bela Lugosi is pretty fucking fascinating, even if it is like super, you know, dramatized. Right, like, oh, you know, him and Boris Karloff actually got along and they collaborated a lot later in life. Like, that's, you know, that's kind of goofy. But like Bela Lugosi himself, pretty cool dude, despite his, you know, Sears Roebuck heroin kit.
Yeah, crippling heroin addiction.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, what did we learn today? What what else do we have to say about this? Like, the game is below reproach.
Yeah,
it's really bad. Who suggested this?
This was brought to us by two people, by Andrew Rafalski, who wrote in, close to the worst platformer I've ever played, and the faked parallax scrolling is something that has to be seen to be believed. Also digitized Keanu Reeves. And our old friend Eric Hyde.
Oh, hey, Eric.
As well, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. You're right. This is really terrible.
Yeah.
A bad platformer.
Misguided. So,
yeah, it is misguided. Luckily, we're getting to a good game next week. What can the people do to help us out if they want to help us out?
Well, if they want to help us out, we will always accept iTunes ratings and reviews. That helps us more than you can know. Right now is a big time for the network because of Bloodborne coming out and Rising Tide raises all ships. And we want more people to find out about this show in general because it's really fun to make and we hope that it's fun to listen. That is a way for you to help us out. In a way that approaches being concrete. The other way is through patreon.com/duckvtv. We're able to do the show every week, and we have been doing it for about a year now, thanks to your just quite frankly staggering generosity.
Yeah, what episode are we on now?
We are on episode 85.
Yeah, we'd be on episode like 50.
Mm-hmm.
So if not for that, so
yeah,
good on you. Yeah, you can't. I can't think of 30 episodes of this show I'd want to see not happen. And don't answer that if you can.
Yeah.
So do all those things, and we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, until next time, may the good blood guide your way.
Yeah. Also, we're talking about bad rats.
Oh, yeah.
Good boy.
Good boy. Good boy.